It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 27, verse 27. Genesis chapter 27, verse 27. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. I hope that you are able to do that, the study with us. If not, if you're traveling or something, why just listen and enjoy it as we come together today. Genesis chapter 27, begin reading with verse 27. And it came, and he came near and kissed him. He smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and of the plenty of the corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, "Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may be blessed, may bless me." And Isaac his father said unto him, "Who art thou?" And he said, "I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau." And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, "Who? Where is he that hath taken venison, and brought it to me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." And he said, "Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessings." And he said, "Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. And he took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessings." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, "Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother in Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said unto Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padanaram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. The Almighty God bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. And we'll end with the reading of the third verse of chapter 28. Begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come. Enjoy this time. Now please carefully lead us, and that we listen, that our ears are turned to you, our mind and our heart is set upon you today. And please, Lord, help us to walk each day with you, serve you. I ask, Father, that you will touch every heart, whatever the need may be. If it's for salvation, Father, that they come to your Son, the Lord Jesus, and come today, call upon you today, because they recognize that they're a sinner and they're lost and they need you as their Savior. Please, Lord, that they would come and call upon you today and be saved and become a child of God and enter into the kingdom of God. For us, Father, that have accepted you as our Savior, recognizing our sin and coming to you, please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us and show us your path, your way. It's before us, Lord, but we need to search it out, and we need to follow very carefully and prayerfully your way and will. Help us to do that today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look through these verses here, why we kind of started midstream just a little bit, so I want to pick up what has happened here. Isaac started to, or attempted to, give Esau, his eldest son, the blessing, a blessing that was supposed to go to Jacob. And when Rebekah heard this, why, she was very concerned, and so her and Jacob got together and come up with a way that could trick Isaac. Isaac's sight was gone. He could not see. And so they needed to put on Jacob, Esau's clothing. They needed to get some hair from some place or other, because, you see, Jacob was a very fair man. Esau was a very hairy man. And so they had to come up with the smell and the feel, because the sight wasn't a problem, because Isaac was blind. But when they had prepared the meal, remember, and I'm sure that you do, remember that Esau had went out to fetch the venison that Isaac had asked him to. He says, you fetch the venison, prepare it for me, come in and I'll bless you. Well, in Rebekah hearing this, why, she gets a hold of Jacob, and her and Jacob come up with this plan, and so they go out and get two goats and prepare those goats, and it must be just like the venison or close to it anyway. And so they prepare the meat, and they come they put on the proper clothing, Esau's clothing, onto Jacob, put the hair from the goat upon the hands and the neck of Jacob, so that they can continue and with this lie and this deception. And so Jacob goes in to his father, and his father has some questions because the voice is wrong. Jacob and Esau's voice was not the same, and said, you know, you don't sound like Esau, but you smell like Esau, and you feel like Esau, so you must be Esau, and you've prepared the meal, and, you know, no one else knew about that. And so it didn't seem like it was a problem, a serious problem anyway, for Isaac. So he took from Jacob this gift of the venison, or it actually was the goats that he had prepared. And now we come, and that's where we're beginning at right here, that he is giving him the blessing. Now, let's look at verse 24. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am," which was a lie. And he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And bring it near to me." And he did eat. He brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is of the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. You know, Isaac was partial to the to that. Anyway, he was known as a well digger, but he still loved the venison, loved the wild and everything, and that's kind of what Esau was. And so he favored Esau over Jacob. Well, all of a sudden they have tricked him. Rebekah and Jacob have tricked Esau, have tricked Isaac, and have taken this blessing away from Esau that Isaac wanted to give him. Now, as we continue to, and I hope that I keep the name straight as we go through this, because it's easy to kind of get him turned around just a little bit. But the blessing was come, which the Lord hath blessed, in verse 27 and verse 28. Now God give thee, here comes the blessing, God give thee of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and the plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing to Jacob, Jacob was scarcely yet scarce gone from the presence of Isaac his father. Okay, so the blessing, the trick had worked. It didn't need to be done this way. It would have come to pass properly. And again, it's sad that Isaac didn't recognize that the blessing needed to go to Jacob. It's sad to know that Rebekah wasn't willing to bow down before the Lord pray for her husband Isaac, that he would give the right child the blessing. Instead of that, everybody seems to be doing their own thing, and that's kind of common today, isn't it? We're not paying much attention to the Word of God, just a little bit, but we're basically just doing our own thing. And we're found here, you know, back 1700 years, almost 1800 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, already doing their own thing, Rebekah and Isaac. And even though the blessing and the promise came through Isaac, we still see that it's pretty easy to try to do our own thing. Well, seems like it worked. It seems like they got away with it. And Jacob had just gotten out of the house, out of his father's room there, and here comes Esau. Let's pick up here in verse 30. And so Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made a savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, "Let my father arise, and eat of his venison, that thy soul may bless me." Well, of course, Esau knows nothing about this. He has no idea what Rebekah and Jacob have done. Isaac had some questions at the beginning, but when he could smell and feel, he had no thought that it wasn't Esau, and so he gave the blessing. Only he gave the blessing to Jacob, not to Esau. And so we find now that Isaac, his father, said unto him, "Who art thou?" He wanted to know, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm thy son, thy firstborn Esau. What's your question, Dad?" "My father, what's the question? You told me to go get the meat, the venison, prepare it, and bring it to you, and you would hand your blessing down to me. That's what I've done." Isaac trembled, in verse 33, very exceedingly, and says, who, and he said, who were, where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and I have blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. You know, father, go ahead, just bless me anyway. You see, Esau has been so preoccupied with his playing and everything that, you know, he wanted this blessing. Now, he didn't give 2 cents for his birthright. He didn't care about that. It's making him mad now because Jacob has tricked him twice. He has got him to give up his birthright, and he has tricked his dad. Jacob has tricked his father Isaac to give him the blessing. And now here seems though that Esau's kind of out in the cold. Well, number one, Esau should have been different. He should have been a man that loved the Word of God, that desired the Word of God, that desired to be a spiritual man. Even though the blessing was going through Jacob, he still should have been that man, but he wasn't. He didn't care about the birthright, about being a spiritual leader of the house. He didn't care about anything. But I think he did kind of care that all of a sudden this was going to be handed down, and he wanted it. Because, you see, that kind of lifestyle takes money. And so now that Dad's getting old and is going to die, why, you know, I better go ahead and at least receive it because, you know, I can squander it, spend it, I can do whatever I want to do with it, but it better be mine because my the money that I continue to get is going to come to an end, it looks like. And so we find here that he was very, very angry to the point that he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. He was mad. He was angry. He was frustrated that his father had handed his blessing over to someone else. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. You see, Jacob, just as soon as Esau came, Isaac recognized that he had been tricked. Because he knew there was a problem with the voice. He had trouble with the voice. You sound like your brother Jacob, but you smell like Esau, and you feel like Esau, and you've done what I've told you to do, so it must be fine. But as soon as Esau shows up, Isaac knew what happened. And he said, thy brother, he's tricked me. And he hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these 2 times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? You know, Jacob has used means of trickery, of treachery, and he very quietly and very connivingly has taken away this blessing. He's done it kind of behind everybody's back. And Esau here, him and Isaac are visiting, and there's a problem here. Because he remembers now that he has taken away my birthright, and now he's taken away my blessing. And he says, don't you have something left to give me? Don't you have something? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, verse 37, behold, I have made him thy lord. All his brethren have I given to him for servants. With corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now unto thee, my son? What shall I do now? That was the question that Isaac had. I've given him everything. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but 1 blessing, my father? Bless me, Even me also, O my father. Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Is there nothing left? Well, all of a sudden, this playboy's got caught, hadn't he? You know, all those days of hunting and fishing and running around has just been all kinds of fun. Boy, it's just been, there's been nothing that's been short. And you know, he even, Esau went in and married the two Hittite girls, if you remember right. He didn't go back and get the proper bride that should be of the family. He married a couple girls of the land, and he brought in two brides. And so Esau's just kind of done whatever Esau wanted to do. You know, it reminds you of kind of a spoiled little brat, doesn't he? As long as daddy's around and everything, and he loves me more than he loves anybody else, why, he gonna give me everything I ask for. And so I can go hunt and fish and do everything. And you see, he did not take anything of spiritual importance. He didn't look at those things that are really important and spend some time working with them and trusting in them and following in them and doing the work that people should do spiritually. And we have so many folks today that do the same thing. They live lives exactly the same way. They set their life up with all the things of this world. They love all the things of the world, but they have no time for the things of God. And you know, there's going to be a time when you folks that have chosen to do that, when you've decided to do that, and men, when you have set out and went hunting and decided not to bring your bride to church and your children to church and to teach them and to be supportive and working in the local church, being a spiritual man, searching God's word for his will and for his wisdom. If you have, instead of that, been one that has allowed your wife to get the children ready for church and get them, and you just sit in your recliner because you're too tired to do anything because you've been playing all week, and you claim it to work, but in most cases it's playing. And now on Sunday morning and Sunday night, Wednesday night, where are you? You're just making that choice and that decision that I'm too tired. I'm just not going to come. Well, there'll be a time when you think that all these things are going to be handed to you, and because you have been this wonderful husband and father and everything else, because you have worked all the time, but there's going to be a day of reckoning. And that day is going to be, there ain't going to be any blessing, it's going to be a curse. And that's exactly what Esau really ended up with here, was nothing but a curse. And the Edomites are the descendants of Esau. And so as we look through this scripture, we find that they are always an enemy and even come up against at times to because they don't want the nation of Israel to rule over Edom. Well, that comes all the way back to right here where this blessing was placed upon Jacob, and Esau to this point didn't care. But all of a sudden now, when that money's gone and when that support's gone, why, he wants this blessing. Well, God had another plan. God gave it to Jacob. Esau stands here and he wants to know why. And he wants to know, is there not at least one more blessing for me? And he wept and he cried. And so Isaac, his father, verse 39, answered and said to him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the heaven from above." Now that's not much different here. Back in verse 28, "Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and the plenty of corn and wine." It says here, "Therefore God give to thee." Up here it just says, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above." And then this begins to change considerably here. "By the sword shalt thou live," by the sword, "and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. There is a time that the Edomites come up against the nation of Israel and break that yoke of being a servant and bring under them. Didn't last long, didn't mean much, but they did come to the point that they finally rebelled against the Edomites, which is Esau, rebelled against Israel, which is Jacob. And so that's what that's referring to. It's a prophecy there in chapter 27, verse 40. And then verse 41, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessings wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. You see, Esau is going to set out to kill Jacob. He hates him so much, he says, I'll get what's rightfully mine if I have to kill my own brother. It doesn't bother me to kill my own brother, but I love my father. And it wasn't his fault that he got tricked. It was my mother and Jacob. And so, wait till Dad's dead. When Dad's dead, because I don't want to bring any more heartache on to Dad. When Isaac, my father, is dead, I will kill Jacob. And he didn't care about his mother. He didn't care that she was still alive. It didn't matter. Because, you see, he had, I believe, as much hatred for Rebekah, his mother, as he did for Jacob because of what they had connived and worked out. Well, in his making this statement, he wasn't real quiet about it. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. So undoubtedly Esau must have turned to somebody and said this, and the words found their way back to Rebekah. And she sent and called for Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Now they're beginning to continue, and she wants to, and we can look at that a little bit closer here. Tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? Now look at that. It seems as though that she is concerned that if, when Isaac undoubtedly must be very close to death, because as soon as Isaac dies, Jacob's going to be killed. Well, then Esau will be held responsible, and will he be put to death? And Rebekah sits there in her little trick, and she's going to lose everything. She loses Isaac, she loses Jacob, and she probably is going to lose Esau. And so everything that was important to her is going to be gone. You see, that's what happens sometimes when we decide to do what we think is correct here. And even though it was God's plan and God's way, we find that it was there was a little underhanded work here. And it's about to backfire on Rebekah. And so Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, which are the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? She came up with another plan. She says, you know, I don't want him to marry. That was a good, quick, slick way of getting Jacob out of the country for a while Esau, his brother, was going to cool off. You know, it's so important that we see and we look at these verses of Scripture and understand that the blessing that Jacob received is much more than just a blessing of financial gain. The blessing that Jacob was to receive, remember we were back with Hagar and Ishmael. Abraham wanted Ishmael just to move right into that place. God says no. He gave him Isaac. The blessing was go from Abraham to Isaac through Jacob. That blessing is the promise of a Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful to watch that line. Esau didn't care about that. Jacob did. Jacob did not have to trick his father to get it. It would have come. because it was God's way and God's plan. But see what that blessing is. It is, yes, a physical blessing, but it is also a great spiritual blessing, the promise of Jesus Christ to come. My dear friend, we enjoy this study. I hope you do too. I'm going to ask you that great question. What are you going to do about Jesus?